It's MKFM this morning. Delighted to be joined by Ranjit Singh, Philanthropy Director at the Milton Keynes Community Foundation. Ranjit, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. I'm sure many people across MK are very familiar with the MK Community Foundation by now. But for anyone who isn't, just give us a quick overview of the organisation and the work that you do as well.
Yeah, so primarily we're a place-based grant-making organisation that supports the charitable sector in Milton Keynes with grant funding and property support as well. So, you know, we're kind of set up to, you know, kind of look at the issues that are facing the community in Milton Keynes and hopefully support those amazing charities out there that are doing the frontline work and, you know, supporting them with financial support and other support as well.
Absolutely. And it's a very broad range of charities and community projects that you get involved with, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you imagine, there's about over 1,000 community groups in Milton Keynes. That kind of gives you the scope of the sector and the amount of work that's being done out there, which doesn't always get recognised. So, you know, we're kind of proud to kind of champion those charities in Milton Keynes as well.
Absolutely. And I know you've just launched an appeal, which is very poignant, given everything that we're hearing in the news about the cost of living, the cost of living crisis appeal. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a few months now. Of course, you know, since the energy crisis has been going on since April this year, and prices have been skyrocketing for people within our community, and people are you know, are very anxious about what's going on and what's going to happen with their bills, etc. So, you know, we decided to launch this appeal and grant fund program to support charities that are working with local people who are really worried about their you know, their finances and what's going to happen this winter. So last week we launched the cost of living crisis appeal, where we're asking people to donate into the fund. And then we also launched a grants program this week as well, which, you know, will really help people and hopefully try and alleviate. We can't alleviate all the worries that people have, but try and alleviate some of the worries that people have over the coming winter and over the next year as well.
Can you give us some examples of charities and community projects here in MK that are supporting the cost of living for people and how they're going about that?
Yeah, it's really encouraging to see, you know, like I mentioned, there's a plethora of community groups in Milton Keynes, and we're really proud to be working with them. And, you know, they are setting up partnerships now and working together, you know, organisations like MK Money Lifeline, even the local job centre is getting involved as well. You know, there's the food bank. You know, obviously they are under huge stress at the moment in terms of the amount of food that they're distributing has gone up through the roof. So, you know, there's a number of organisations out there that are doing lots of work, and it's good to see partnership working between those organisations as well, so that, you know, every, you know, person that needs the support out there will be able to get the support. So yeah, there's a number of groups out there, and
yes,
we welcome any of them to kind of apply to us for funding. And so we can support them.
Yeah, like you say, in particular the food bank, some of the stats about, you know, the demand for the food bank at the moment is just some really stark numbers, but you can see some of those stats on our website. So how can people who are listening now maybe support the campaign if they want to do so?
Yeah, so we're asking people who can obviously support the appeal. So people can donate. So some people in the community receive winter fuel allowances.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking people if they don't need it to donate that into the fund.
Yeah.
Maybe make a one-off donation. The government gave or is giving over the next 4 months £400 to every energy consumer. So if people don't need that, they can donate that into the fund as well. You can also do that over a direct debit. I think it's six instalments of £66. You can do that for, and also make an individual donation. So that's the kind of thing that we're asking people to do. Go on our website, have a look at the appeal that we've set up and the kind of support that we're offering the community. And if you can, please do support. Any little will help.
Yes, of course. And we've spoken about how, you know, many people across Milton Keynes could be very concerned about the cost of living crisis this winter. Is it also affecting charities directly? Like, are charities, you know, facing increased cost in running themselves because of the cost of living?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if you can imagine, the, you know, as individual, you know, residents of Milton Keynes, we're facing a, you know, kind of cost of living crisis. So are charities as well. So, you know, they are in difficult positions as well, especially those charities that use, you know, office space or,
yep,
you know, have premises, etc. They're going to be facing very similar challenges as well. So, you know, You know, we need to support the you know, the charities as well, so they can continue to do the amazing work that they do.
So if there are any charities that maybe you're not working with yet that are sort of working in the area of the cost of living, can they reach out to the MK Community Foundation for support? Is that something you'd be willing to engage with?
Absolutely, yes. You know, we're always willing to speak to those charities that we don't necessarily know.
Yeah.
So please do get in touch with us. Go to the website. You can, all the contact details are on there. And just to mention that we also launched the grants program this week as well. So all the details of how to apply for the grant, what the criteria is, the type of organizations that we would support, and the kind of criteria in terms of the support available is all on the website as well. And, you know, please do make a grant application if your organization requires it.
Absolutely. The MK Community Foundation's Cost of Living Crisis Campaign, I'm sure, going to be much needed by many people across MK and going to provide some vital support this winter. So how can people find out more about the campaign?
Yep, so go to our website. That's www.mkcommunityfoundation.co.uk, and you'll see the Cost of Living Crisis right at the top of the page there, and just click through and you'll find out all the information about what we're doing and how people can get the support that they need as well.
Simple as that. And Ranjit Singh is Philanthropy Director of the MK Community Foundation. Ranjit, on behalf of Milton Keynes, keep up the great work at the MK Community Foundation. I know it's such a vital organisation here in Milton Keynes, and a pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure too. Thank you very much.